My name is Linda Yablonsky, and we're standing in front of what used to be Max's Kansas City.
Linda Yablonsky is a writer who was a fixture at Max's Kansas City in the 60s and 1970s.
When you came to the building, the first floor were blackened out windows. I would walk by there in the 60s and get a kind of shiver from it because I knew there was something special going on inside. And because you couldn't see in, you could just feel the vibe or see people coming out and know that you wanted to be in there. First, you would have to get past Mickey Ruskin, who owned the place. And as he later would tell me, wherever the art world goes, everyone else follows. He attracted them by giving them bar tabs. That's how he got people to come in, because he liked hanging out with them. He also put their art on the wall. It was one of those watering holes that formed a community.
Robert Rauschenberg, Bryce Marden, and Willem de Kooning were regulars in the front. Andy Warhol and his superstars had a table in the back. Musicians like the Velvet Underground, Patti Smith, Bob Marley, and Blondie played intimate shows on a small stage upstairs.
I think there were people that were genuinely fascinated by everyone else. So we were all out to amuse one another. It's been true of almost any city where there's been a large creative element. You can't write history, I think, without looking at the social aspect of it. You're seeing the development of an entirely new sensibility that kind of comes out of conversation and putting minds together, putting creative sensibilities together. And people like Mickey were almost den mothers in a way to an entire generation of creative people in all of the arts, all of them.